Hey, if you want to win a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers right here at Bridgestone Arena, we're here at Pete and Terry's, looking straight at Bridgestone Arena, connected to it. They're going to be here October 25th. This is how you do it. All you have to do is head over to our YouTube page, or head to YouTube, and subscribe to 102.5 The Game's YouTube page, and automatically you'll be entered for a chance to see the Doobie Brothers here on October 25th. Once you subscribe, email us at promotions@cromwellmedia.com with your YouTube handle. One winner will be chosen on Monday. That's Monday the 18th. So keep that in mind. Just head to YouTube, subscribe to 102.5 The Game's YouTube page. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, our show presented by Curation CBD. Curation CBD, products curated for life. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here live at Pete and Terry's Tavern. If you're looking to come to the game today or looking for a spot to have lunch in your downtown, this is your hangout. Yes. Plus, we're going to be giving away tickets.
We are. We're doing that on the air. Going to be throwing out some trivia questions and giving away tickets every hour today on our show. So be listening for that as we will be giving those out. Sean Henry has texted me. He is on the way. He's running. He could be out of breath by the time he gets here, but he is en route to Pete and Terry's Tavern to talk with us about opening night. Did you see that Zach Bogosian out 4 to 6 weeks?
No.
For Tampa, just saw that come down. Lower body injury in the season opener, so they've recalled Suster, who has played with them. But Zach Bogosian, a journeyman defenseman in the league, but looked to make a difference with Tampa this year. Now out 4 to 6 weeks.
You want to give away a pair right now?
Let's do it.
I've got a question.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Our buddy Greg Wyshynski, I saw this tweet during the break. It's pretty interesting. So, the opening rosters as the NHL season has begun.
Yes. Right?
Everything started Tuesday night. In fact, the Kraken's already played a game. They lost to Vegas 4-3. The opening night rosters, the birth country, there are 721 total players. Yeah, you can guess which country leads with the most on rosters.
Yeah.
Canada. U.S. of A, number two. If you can tell Elijah Campbell, who's manning things at our game studios, what country has the third most players on opening night rosters in the NHL? What country has the third most players on NHL rosters outside of Canada and the U.S., which are one and two? Name that third country, and you're going to win a pair of tickets.
Okay.
615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Tell Elijah the correct answer, and you're going to the game. Period.
Easy peasy.
Peasy.
Lemon squeezy. Must call, though. And answer the question.
You got to do it. We're not going to do this on Twitter. You need to call Elijah and tell him that, and then you'll be coming to the game tonight. All right, we'll find out if he's out of breath.
What guys?
Sean Henry.
Hey, that's a long run, man, from my office.
Did you really run?
Hey, look, I'm sweating through this beautiful white shirt. It's my fourth shirt of the day.
I believe him because I texted him. I said, hey, do we need to call you? You come in here. And he goes, I'm running. I'm like, all right.
Well, in fairness, though, your colleagues on the morning show had me arrive at 7:45 for an 8:30 hit.
Oh.
Mm. So I blame Ryan Porth.
Okay. Yeah, that's generally what we do. It's a good thing to do.
Was there like a green room, like a radio green room for that?
No, I literally had to make my own coffee, too. I expected Robbie Stanley to jump out of his seat, but no. And did you hear about Joe Retro?
I was going to say, at least they didn't give you Joe's chair.
My gosh, man. I know he's going to sue us now, too.
You definitely wouldn't have been here today.
Might be the most expensive opening day in the team's history.
He was complaining about his back when he left.
Well,
I don't know what that's all about.
Well, he's always complaining. Today it just happened to be about his back, right?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
It's opening day, man. You're doing great.
And it's cool to be back together again on opening day in Pete and Terry's.
Yep.
Because it's been a long time.
It's been two years
since we enjoyed something.
I know.
Like this.
That's what we were talking about in the first segment of how weird it is that it's like now it kind of feels normal again.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, we have some restrictions that we all know. But we're going to have a full building. People are excited. the town is gold. You know, yeah. Everyone painted it Preds, and it just feels so good to be back and together. Even though Willie couldn't make it in, I guess.
Well, you know, he's
meetings. He's always meetings.
Bob Cole has him always doing something. You know, in the mornings.
He'll be here later.
Oh, good. I hope so. I hope he shows up, you know, with his pipes ready to go.
He'll show up eventually.
We were actually having this conversation at Centennial, Sean. Was it last week or the week before with John Hines? That was the first time we had literally been in front of him doing an interview.
You know, it's funny. On Monday or Tuesday, I had my first team meeting. You know, I normally meet with the team a couple times a year. It's the first time I met with a team in almost 2 years. I think there are six guys in the room that I've never met before.
Right.
In person, at least. You know, on Zoom, sure, and phone calls. But it felt so, so good just kind of being in the locker room again and you know, just talking to people. And, you know, you get inspired by the young guys. You get inspired by them coming in excited and in shape and ready to go and to prove themselves and to prove the experts outside of Joe Rexroad wrong on what this team's going to do, because Joe picked us properly. But the enthusiasm that I have when I leave that room, it's unbridled. You know, I wish, you know, the energy department could harness it, because we wouldn't have power outages. I mean, it really is. You're so upbeat. And, you know, I've been up probably like you guys since about 4 this morning, because you can't sleep. I'm so excited about getting going. But the biggest part is kicking those doors open today and having 17,159 people flooding in wearing gold. And they're going to be people that haven't seen each other in 18 months.
Yeah.
You know, high-fiving each other and, you know, hugging on each other and just enjoying each other. And I'm excited about that.
Can you go back, like, what has it been, 11 years or is it 12 since you arrived? About 11?
Well, right? Some people say it feels like 30. for me, it seems like 6 months, because it's been such a great time. But, yeah, it's my 12th season.
Okay.
And so 11 years ago, I was fortunate enough
to
come here.
Can you think about, because Bill Wickett came from Tampa, and now that he's been here for just a little bit, think about the shoes he's in, right? And same thing. I just met him for the first time on Saturday. But think about, Sean, when you first got here and what you were thinking, what was going through your mind, this organization, this market, and sitting here today. What comes to mind when you think about the beginning and where we are right now?
Well, I'm just proud of what we've all created together. I mean, we celebrated our extension with 102.5 mm-hmm. this morning, which is one of the marquee things that happened to us. To have a radio owner come to us and say, I'm going to build a sports station around this team. You know, that excited me. Like, why was I here? Because you realize there were some people that really believed in this team. You had a fan base that was so powerful and so passionate. It just wasn't big enough. You know, we needed to do a few things to further excite him. But I look back on it, and I see the vision that Tom Seger and Herb Fritch had, you know, for this franchise, you know, our chairman and our majority owner, to say this is what we can be. We can be as good, if not better, than everyone else in what they do. We can be the best-run venue in America. We can, you know, compete at the highest levels and eventually, you know, win a cup when we do that. And a lot of people didn't believe it when that was said.
Well, and I want to try to paint the picture for all the – because there are so many new people in this market in that time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's all they've known is what we're talking about, because you're going to get to today. And that's all they know. But people don't realize what you're that picture you're painting. I believe that there was a lot of people going, what in the world are they talking about? Because that was not picture that was being painted 11, 12 years ago.
I mean, Broadway wasn't Broadway. The convention center wasn't here. There weren't cranes throughout the sky. But, you know, Mayor Bredesen, who became Governor Bredesen, the Mayor Dean, just had a vision for the city of, if we do certain things and we do them right and we care about each other, this city could just explode. Mm-hmm. And we were fortunate enough to be put right in the middle of that and given a lot of opportunity to really participate in the community and do the right thing. And by the way, doing the right thing leads to the right result.
Yeah.
And you fast forward a few years, and you know, we were the 50th busiest building in America. It just came out we're the third busiest building in the world now. We were a team that would sell out 2 or 3 games a year, maybe. And now we've sold out every game since 2015 or 2016, whatever it is. It's so good, you don't even know how many it is. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
When I first got here, I was on a different radio station with friends of yours, you know, Willie and George, and they didn't know who was Jeff Cogan, who was Sean Henry. And in fairness, I didn't know who Willie and who George were. and by the way, none of us even cared.
Yeah.
Because they just figured we'd be two more guys that will roll through the doors and then back out. And we just throw us another interview. I didn't realize how close we'd become, you know, with those guys and really everyone. And I remember when George said, well, do you guys think you'll hit 14,000? I was like, what are you talking about? I had no idea what he was talking about. But, of course – saving the team
because
as he
did. Because that had been our dialogue for so long.
Yeah. And I looked at Jeff, and he looked at me, shrugged his shoulders, and I said, well, I hope no one ever talks about our attendance again. I mean, it's not about how many people are in the building. The building's going to be sold out. And George, yeah, opening day, but after that, I said, no, it's going to be sold out. And he smiled, and he thought he was talking to a slow kid. And, and afterwards, he took his headset off, and he said, you know you won't sell out, you know, more than a handful of games. I said, George, we'll sell out at least 15 this year. I just said the number. Like, I had no idea how many we sold out or didn't sell out. And, you know, we sold out 16 that year. And, you know, George will tell you the exact number, I think. And so will Willie. The next year, I think we sold out 20 or 25, then 30, then 35. And what I told him then was, eventually, the only numbers people will talk about are the players' numbers. It shouldn't be about trying to figure out the business of what we're doing or not doing. That's a nuisance. People should never worry about the Preds. You should worry about who's in the lineup, what's the power play look like, how do you talk about last night. And the good news is, because of Tom and Herb and the rest of our owners who are all day one season ticket holders, that vision's come to life. It's no longer worrying about will they make it. It's not a curiosity of, hey, my brother-in-law's neighbor watches hockey. You know, people will whisper it to you. We're past the days of seeing a license plate with the Preds and racing up next to the car because you know you worked with them, right? You know, now it's just, it's everywhere. You know, we are the state's team, and that feels really, really, really good. And I just love how people feel about this team. You know, these fans are the best fans in sports. The difference today versus 10, 12, 15 years ago are there a lot more of them now, too. And that's tremendous. But like you said, over the past 10 years, I don't know what population growth's been in the area, 600,000, 700,000. Since we hosted a normal opening day, I think 150,000 people have moved into the greater Nashville area. That's 150,000 people that have not experienced what we've done. So it's just going to continue to get bigger and better. And it's just so much fun. And, you know, I love that we put our stamp and flags throughout the community from Antioch to Bellevue, now in Clarksville and Sumner County soon. Ideally, a few more rinks to announce. You know, Sabretooth Sports Entertainment or SS&E, kind of the outwardly marketing side that we launched because we needed to. You know, people compliment us all the time and ask us to help them with their sales and marketing. And every time we have an opportunity to work with a Steeplechase, to work with a Pilgrimage Festival, to work with Simmons Bank Open is an opportunity to promote the Preds. Even though we're taking on their initiative and pushing it out, you have an opportunity to cross-sell. And that's why the building's so busy today. That's why we're selling out every Preds game. Because no one knows where the hockey operations department starts, business operations starts, marine operations starts. It's all one. And the bigger and better each one is, the bigger and better each one can be.
Last thing, real quick.
Well, I'll tell you when it's last thing.
I'm on my end. Chase wants
I get my turn.
I heard,
like being on Caroline and Jared.
I heard, you went there, huh?
I'm just joking.
We got a decade's worth of history. Come on, we're good. that's awkward. Everything just came to a screeching halt.
Well, you're
thanks, Sean.
You can keep it moving.
you're right. I heard Bud on with you this morning on Robbie and Rex Road, and I think one thing as we get to this new partnership extension with this flagship and you guys, I think the one thing that has really jumped out, and I thought Bud said it well, because Bud is. Like you guys, he really, really cares about the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I can appreciate that because I've been doing it for a long time. And sometimes it's words, but actions are a lot bigger than words. And sometimes people like to pretend like they really care. But really, when you get down to the actions, you know, they're like, if you nudge them hard enough, sure, they'll do something. But, you know, Bud has been, with you guys' involvement in the community and everything that we've tried to do, Bud has been very, very kind because whether it's us doing clothes for the homeless on Christmas morning, Bud doesn't have to give us his airwaves to ask people to help. That's his airwaves. He didn't have to. We could have to do that on our own. We have to pay for it. I don't know, but he's always been, or a pencil foundation or whatever we've asked to do show wise, our shows. He's been, you know, open arms. What else can we do? And I know he's been the same way with you guys, and you guys have been the same. That has been a really nice part of this relationship and partnership.
You know, there are so many incredibly generous business leaders in our community. I mean, it's contagious. But the two that come to mind for me are always Bud and the Hunt family from Hunt Brothers. Mm-hmm. Both of them, whenever I talk to them, and Scott Hunt and Bud, the first thing both of them say to me is, what else can we do for you? What can we bring to life, you know, with you and for you? And it's so nice being partners with people like that that love this city and want to make sure they use their opportunity and their positions to make sure everyone is thriving as best as they can. But I knew Bud before I knew Bud, if that makes sense, because when I was still in Tampa, before the floods hit, oil was washing up on the shores of Clearwater and the west coast of Florida. And Bud led the coalition of radio stations cross country to do commercials to go visit Florida. He didn't have to do that. He did it because it's the right thing to do. I don't think he did it because a few weeks later, he was going to tap into that same network for that same radio clusters around the nation to go visit Nashville. Nashville's up and running. The floods are receding. We're, you know, remediating the city. But it just shows when you do what's right, the right thing then happens to you. But I remember a radio station owner in Tampa telling me about a guy in Nashville that was putting together a coalition to people do free commercials to help Florida's economy. I mean, what? Who thinks like that? But he's a really good man. And that's why when he told us his vision of this radio station, I was giddy about it. I mean, he built a radio station around this team. I've been doing this for a long time, you know, 30 years or so. I've never seen that before. And we didn't know it was going to work. He didn't know it was going to work. And it's exciting to join forces with someone. And I think I'm looking at the two first employees of the station. Is that true?
Were you guys? Well, I was a little bit before Chase, but Chase was not far behind.
All right. So, I started as an intern like 3 months later.
Yeah.
All right. So the original employee and the guy that jumped on your coattails.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, this guy's crazy. I mean, he's launching a radio station. People aren't doing that right now. And the past, whatever, it's been, you know, 10 years, I guess, 11 years. It's fun being partners with a person you really appreciate and admire because they take their role in the community so seriously. And all the radio personalities that are on your show, you know, all three shows and everyone else that's associated, you all do as well. I mean, you guys are out in the community more so than other on-air personalities that I've seen anyway. And it's nice that your leader is doing it, but you guys are bringing it to life too. You know, whether last Thanksgiving I was delivering Thanksgiving baskets with Jared, and you guys are out on Christmas morning, and you are supporting the Pencil Foundation and supporting everything we do. So I just want to say thank you to you guys. It's nice to be partners with good people.
No doubt. Absolutely. Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, here with us. And, yes, we did announce a multi-year extension with our partnership with
in
the Predators.
Perpetuity.
In perpetuity. Yes, we did.
Sexy word.
I like that. It was it's been awesome to be a part of, and glad we can continue it. Something that's been cool to see, you know, there are 7 days in a week, Sean. Four of those last week I spent in this building because I'm making up for 2020 for concerts and Preds games and everything. Really cool to see. I went to Monday Night Raw, Pitbull, Alan Jackson, and then the Preds game against Carolina.
You saw me trying to do the math in my head. Like,
yeah,
what shows
like,
was
okay,
he
where
at, right?
Was he at?
By the way, Pitbull, have you ever been to a more energetic show ever?
That dude was awesome.
Oh, the whole crowd was on its feet 100% of the time.
From start to finish.
Not surprised.
Yes.
He had energy and, like, watching everybody. I was watching the crowd more than I was watching him sometimes because they were jumping around and, like, fists in the air and dancing and everything.
I didn't have my fist in the air because I kept checking my phone, waiting for you to say, "Hey, Sean, come join us."
Yeah, well,
and you didn't do it. Ricky didn't do it. And I don't.
I
whatever.
Know. I'm sorry. I was with Ryan, so we'll blame Ryan.
Blame Ryan.
Yeah, we'll blame Ryan.
I assumed you were with Ricky. I just
no.
Does he know you're cheating on him?
That's a good assumption. But to see David Kells be as busy as he is booking this building after, unfortunately, it being empty for so long because of COVID, that has to feel really good to see people coming back.
It absolutely does, and there's such a pent-up demand, both from an artist standpoint and then from people that enjoy live music, which is everyone, I think. We're hitting on all cylinders right now. People want to be here. It's a must-play city, and that was created, you know, with you guys, with the community, where, again, we're one of the busiest buildings in the world now, which is always nice to say, especially in a city this size. But when you create an environment that everyone enjoys, whether you're coming in the back door in the loading dock, like the performers or players, or the front door or fans, you just always want to be here. And I think Matthias Ekholm said it so well yesterday. This is where he wanted to be, period. Yeah. It's the same thing with every performer. This is where they want to be because we really do have the same relationship with our players and performers and really everyone in the organization that or comes in around the organization that we try to have fun with. And that's the key for me is if you have fun and you're selling fun, your employees better be having fun too. And I think we struck that chord a little bit.
You bring up Matias. So my goal in life is to get David Poile to crack a smile and get excited, you know, like, yeah, I got this done. And, you know, he's very businesslike and that's what he's going to do. But I could tell yesterday that he was excited to announce Matias Ekholm because that's a homegrown player. He's grown up here. He didn't want to leave. And there have been others in the past, whether it's the Pecorine extension, Roman Josi, that these guys that they're drafted here, the organization picked them, but then they picked the organization to stay. You had another one of those moments yesterday.
We sure did, and it was so nice to hear him talk about, obviously, the organization, right? We've built something special where the torch gets passed player to player. The culture in the locker room transcends any individual, and he's helped shape that. He's formed it, and it's going to be fun to watch him work with the young players and build them up as others did for him. But what was even nicer was how he and his wife, and they've always been this way, but how they talked about the community, how much they love living in Nashville. They talked about their friends away from the game in their neighborhood and who they go out and play, you know, rollerblade with or play street hockey with. And, you know, to see his son starting to skate now at Ford Ice Center, I think his draft class is 2036. I can't wait for it. But, like, they've embraced Nashville as their home. And the more players we have doing it, the special thing we have going on becomes even more special. So it was really good to see. He can light up a room with that smile, too, can he?
Yeah.
And like, you're right, it was so fun to see David sitting next to him, knowing that this is what we wanted, this is what they wanted, and it came together. And a lot of the ugly side of the business always kind of gets in the way. It's necessary evil.
Sure.
But in this case, it didn't, and it was really, really nice.
Well, he could have told us on Tuesday with his visit that this was going to happen. And that was something we need to talk about next Tuesday. David, I mean, what's the point of this? Come on, let us in on something, man.
Well, you know what's so cool, and David brought this up last night on Smashville Live, of the organization's now at the point where you've had several cycles of players that come through and then they end their careers, but they stay here. You know, they either come back or they just stay here when they retire. I mean, Pekka's a prime example of, even though he's gone home to Finland, he still is going to be coming back quite a bit. And that shows you just what you all have built here with this organization, that even when you're done playing hockey here, you're still a part of the family.
Well, one, you're part of our family, definitely. But, again, more credit to the city and the community and what we all, like, three of us enjoy. I mean, we all love living here. You know, you're fortunate enough to be from here. I was fortunate enough to come here and never leave, as Darren did. But once you're here, you realize how special it is and how different it is. The only negative is when people visit you, and then they decide to move here, and they don't leave either. You know, I have four nephews here, three cousins. I mean, it's amazing how many people migrate. Our players feel the same thing. It's just such a nice place to be that why wouldn't you live here, you know, forever?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming down here.
I apologize for being late. I was just this morning telling someone, I don't know why they would tell me to be a half hour early for that show. I've never been late for any interview in my entire life.
Honestly,
ever.
I was like, Deshaun, no, because I was like, this, you're always
A few minutes
and I was
early.
Like, where's Sean? Like, he's always here.
I almost defecated myself when I saw Chase's text. I was like, oh my gosh, I panicked. I felt like I was 13 years old, you know, late for my newspaper route. And I felt so badly. So I apologize for that. But speaking of defecating yourself, we do not have a new goal horn, by the way. What we did do is reposition the horn.
Uh-huh.
And put a whole lot of more air behind it.
Oh, boy.
And when you hear it for the first time, I'm just warning you, be ready.
Oh.
Otherwise.
Good heads up for tonight, huh?
Might be busy dry cleaning for other people, you know, this week. But hopefully we get a chance to hear it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, today.
Yes.
And to be, you know, there are so many improvements made in the building this year. But this year's theme was a lot more about those little things that change how you enjoy, you know, the game.
Yeah.
And I look forward to people running around the building tonight and discovering them and telling us how to make them better or change them or alter them. But no Pedal Tavern this year.
You beat me to it.
That was 2 years ago. So hopefully tonight it's just, I love that goal horn. It was fun to hear it X number of times.
Can I just say this? Because one thing, here's the serious part and then the fun part. The serious part is one thing that you have always said, whether it's on the air or off the air in talking to us, is you have ideas and we try things. Some work, some don't. Some are good, some are bad. The Pedal Tavern thing, the way you guys have just embraced that and owned that and had fun with it, I love that. And more organizations and people should do that.
Well, I think it's funny. You know, if you try something and people hate it, You have two choices. You know, not listen to them, keep doing it, and then have them slowly hate you, which was happening for me, or just say, oh, my gosh, look how wrong. Like, it wasn't just that we were a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
That we were probably 99.9% wrong on. Not probably, we were. So you have a choice. You get rid of it. Now, we bought it. It was sitting there. And I remember, I think I tweeted out, yeah, we set it on fire. Of course I was joking. But we literally sold it back to the guy we bought it from, who's in Buffalo. So we didn't just get rid of it. We got rid of it out of the city. You know, we didn't.
When it was getting towed out, I cried at that video.
Well, the amount of blow-up I had over it getting towed out and sending it somewhere else, people were like, you said you set it on fire. I'm like, come on. I love a fire with the best of them. I really do. But you can't burn a pedal tavern. No. Right? But, again, you know, we're going to do things all the time. And you know, most things are not going to work out as well as we want it to. The magic is the few things that will. But when you do something dumb, you just stop doing it. It really is that simple. So
that was a great ending. A great story. I love awesome. That.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Seriously, I it's hard to explain to everyone how enjoyable it is to be back in here with you guys. And I really mean it. It's just it feels good. You know, sun's shining. We're playing hockey against a brand new team. And hopefully tomorrow we're all eating a lot of free things that our team earned for us. So
Well said. By the way, stick around for just a second. We've got a prize to give you for coming.
Woo!
This appearance.
Yes.
We're going to give it to you during the break.
Would have gotten two if I was on time.
Sean Henry, president. Yeah, his appearance. We got a prize for him. He's also the CEO. We'll come back. More coming here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.